Hello, and welcome to the We Can Rest Assured podcast. This podcast is brought to you by the Church of Christ in Ooligah, Oklahoma. My name is Russ Earle, and I'll be your speaker today. Today, we're continuing our study of assurance. We want to remind you that this podcast is based off the book by Brother Chuck Northrop entitled We Can Rest Assured, and that book is currently, efforts are currently taking place to have that book placed in an e-book format, and we will update you on that as soon as that is available. We've been breaking down the verse of our study, looking at 1 John 5 and verse 13. And we come to the phrase, "Unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God." The recipients of this letter were believers. Today the term believer is used in a very loose sense. Often it is applied to anyone that believes or has the knowledge that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. However, the New Testament writers used it to apply to those who have come to a knowledge of the truth and have been obedient to it. We find this in 1 Timothy 2 and verse 4, where the Bible says, "Who desires all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth." The believers to whom John wrote were made perfect by their obedience to the author of eternal salvation. Hebrews 5 and verse 9 says, "And having been perfected, he became the author of eternal salvation to all who obey him." James wrote concerning those who believe, and their belief was not coupled with obedience. In James 2:19, we find the phrase, or find the verse that says, "You believe that there is one God, you do well. Even the demons believe and tremble." The devils, as spiritual beings, know or have a knowledge of God, but they tremble in fear of their just recompense reward. Clearly, a person's belief or faith is dead if it does not include obedience. Again, James writes in James 2 and verse 26, "For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also." The verb tense in which John writes indicates continuous action. In other words, these believers continued in their belief. Their belief was not a one-time action, but they believed and continued to believe. Their faith was not dead in the antiquity of their lives, but these believers were living and active in their service to the true and living God. As we continue to look at 1 John 5 and verse 13, we come to the phrase, that ye may. Literally, our text can be translated, "These things I wrote to you in order that ye may know that life you have eternal to the ones believing in the name of the Son of God." Here, John introduces his purpose for writing. Actually, John has several purposes, but each is connected with a general purpose, that ye may know that ye have eternal life. In 1 John 2 and verse 1, John writes to remind us that our sins have been forgiven. 1 John 2 and verse 1 tells us, and he himself is a propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the whole world. In 1 John 2 and verse 12, we find, "I write to you, little children, because your sins are forgiven you for his name's sake." Further, he says he wrote to warn us of those who would seduce us. 1 John 2 and verse 26. Here the Bible says, "These things I have written to you concerning those who try to deceive you." In each case, the intention was to move us toward the general purpose, that ye may know that ye have eternal life. As we pointed out earlier, the Gospel of John and the First Epistle of John are similar. However, there is a difference in purpose. The Gospel's purpose was to cause belief in order to have life. The signs which John records in his Gospel are the means by which we can know that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. In the First Epistle of John, the things written were for believers that they may know that they have eternal life. Thus, the gospel looks forward to salvation, whereas the first epistle looks at our assurance of salvation. We thank you for joining us here today on the We Can Rest Assured podcast, and we hope you'll join us again next week for another edition as we continue looking at the topic of assurance. Thanks for listening.